Bristol Myers Squibb will pay a $150 million fine to settle civil fraud charges. The Securities and Exchange Commission charged the drug company with inflating its sales figures by $1.5 billion in 2000 and 2001. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The SEC began its investigation 2 years ago, after Bristol had revealed to investors that it had been padding its sales figures. Bristol's method was to induce wholesalers to buy more drugs than they could sell to retailers. The SEC says Bristol did that so it could deceive investors into believing that demand for its drugs was high. Al Rauch is an analyst at H.E. Edwards.
I think they were under a lot of pressure to meet revenue expectations after several big products went generic, and they basically lost a lot of revenues, and they're trying to find some way of replacing those revenues.
When patents on brand-name drugs expire, drug makers can see sales worth hundreds of millions of dollars evaporate as identical and cheaper generic versions flood the market. Bristol's sales were also under pressure because its once successful cholesterol-lowering drug, Pravacol, didn't compete well with newer, more powerful statins such as Lipitor. Bristol's future is now uncertain. Analyst Richard Evans of Sanford Bernstein & Company says Bristol is an attractive target for acquisition because it does have some promising drugs in development.
They have a very good early-stage pipeline, and it's actually cheaper for someone to buy them and own that pipeline than it is for someone to try to recreate that pipeline doing their own R&D.
Drug makers are desperate for new bestsellers, and Evans says they can get Bristol for cheap because wary investors have kept the company's stock price low. The Justice Department is still conducting a criminal investigation, but it's believed the focus of that investigation is on the actions of individual executives. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.